Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with the GIS Midday News for Tuesday, November 1. Coming up, Health Ministry advises school administrators to be on the lookout for hand, foot and mouth disease, government pursuing net neutrality, and citizens urged to hold parish council representatives accountable. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye is advising school administrators, parents and students to be on the lookout for the hand, foot and mouth disease, HFMD. This as the Health Ministry is reporting an increase in the number of cases in Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Catherine. There are so far 6 confirmed cases and 20 unverified reports of HFMD in Jamaica.
The point is, we didn't have this last week and a week before, so obviously there is increased activity. And in fact, when we look back to last year, this time it was even more severe than it is now. So we anticipate spread, and it's with good hygiene that we'll be able to minimize the spread of this illness.
The ministry is urging school administrators to report any case of hand, foot and mouth disease to their parish health departments. Dr. Winston Delahaye is reminding parents to keep infected children at home for at least 7 days as the disease is highly contagious. As the country prepares for the announcement of local government elections, Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie is calling on citizens to hold their parish council representatives accountable. He is urging persons to become involved in the voting process and become familiar with their councillor candidates.
Are you aware of what it is the local authorities have responsibility for? Are you seeing your local representatives? Is the mayor responsive to your complaints? I urge you, as you join us from Negro Point tomorrow, to ensure that we become participants in the democratic process of our country and that we do the things that are necessary.
Mr. McKenzie was speaking at the recent launch of Local Government Month. Local government elections are constituently due every 3 years. The last general parish council elections were held in March 2012, following the December 2011 parliamentary polls. Several activities are being planned in observance of Local Government Month and will be announced later this week. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the government is actively pursuing the adoption of the principles of net neutrality, which allows for equal access to internet content and applications. Net neutrality is the principle that internet service providers should enable access to all content and applications, regardless of the source, and without favoring or blocking particular products or websites.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that this is a hot topic that has garnered much discussion in technology circles. But our stance is clear, and it is my hope that through collaborative and meaningful discussions, Jamaica and indeed all the developing countries in the region will realize the full benefits to be derived from embracing this very important principle.
Minister Wheatley points out that it is the responsibility of every country in the region to determine how to apply the attendant rules of net neutrality to maximize sector growth and innovation and ultimately realize economic benefits. Meanwhile, over 60,000 Jamaicans have ported their numbers since the implementation of number portability in 2015. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley made the disclosure at the 14th Annual Conference of the Organization of Caribbean Utility Regulators, OOCUR, in Montego Bay recently. Dr. Wheatley adds that Jamaica has been enjoying a telephone density rate of more than 100% over the past few years. There were over 3 million mobile subscribers at the end of 2015. Turning to the matter of net billing, Minister Wheatley says the policy has been met with tremendous optimism and buy-in from individuals and small enterprises. He says since restarting the program in April, 154 licenses have been issued to various individuals for electricity generation. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.